This is Terry Mandel, DOJ, dictating an attorney letter to Norman Reed, R-E-E-D, attorney at law, 1099 North Meridian Street, Suite 150, that's 150, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46204. Dear Mr. Reed, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Billy Walls, please note the following medical letter, period. Billy is B-I-L-L-Y, Walls, W-A-L-L-S. On February 21st, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 59-year-old male, period. Height 5'10" tall, weight 185 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 1st of 2019, period. The patient was the driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle struck the patient's vehicle in the driver's side by a semi-truck, period. The vehicle was drivable with damage, period. The patient was jerked, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did strike his head and left clavicle on the vehicle, period. He had immediate pain in his head, comma, left shoulder, comma, and confusion, period. Later, he had neck pain, but the neck pain has since improved, period. New paragraph. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing problems, period. He has problems with pain in his head and diminished memory, period. He is having tenderness in the back of his head, and he is still experiencing left shoulder pain with diminished range of motion, period. New paragraph. His head pain is described as located in the located in the side of his left head, as well as radiating some to the back and to the left eye. Period. The head pain is constant. Period. It is described as a throbbing and stabbing pain. Period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The patient does have a scar and initially had 10 to 12 stitches in that area for a tumor that developed after the automobile accident, period. He states that a tumor developed in the injured area, and it subsequently had to be removed, period. The patient has had problems with memory, and he was told that he had a mild concussion, period. He has been having bad headaches, period, and has problems understanding what he reads at times, period. New paragraph. The left shoulder pain is described as an intermittent pain, period. It occurs approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is described as a stabbing, rubbing pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left arm to the fingers, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen in the emergency room in Westfield, Indiana, period. A couple days later, he was seen at Community North Emergency Room, period. CAT scans were performed, period. He saw his family doctor, who referred him to a head specialist for his head pain, period. He was told that he had a tumor that had to be removed, period. He was given medications, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems operating machines, period. He has problems with construction, period. Sports such as golf are affected, period. He has difficulty with housework, period. Memory is involved, period. He has to text himself reminders to stay on task, period. He has problems reading instructions, period. Yard work is affected, period. He has headaches that are worse when he watches TV, period. These headaches seem to develop after 3 hours of watching TV, period. Sex is affected, period. Sleep is uncomfortable, period. He has difficulty playing with his grandchildren, period. Shaving his head is painful, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medications for this injury, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter medicines, period. He needs to avoid contact with the left side of his head, period. He is using stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals the tumor removed from his head after this automobile accident, period. 20 years ago. 20 years ago, he had a left shoulder separation with scoping surgery. In approximately 2008, he had a right wrist cyst removed. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his head in the past, period. He has never had a concussion, period. He has not had serious headaches in the past, period. He injured his left shoulder 20 years ago in a car accident that did require surgery, period. This shoulder injury healed a few months afterwards, period. There was no permanency or residual pain of the left shoulder, period. The left shoulder was 100% fine many years before this automobile accident of 2019, period. In approximately 2008, he was involved in an automobile accident where he was rear-ended and and it was adequately treated, period. He did have the right arm surgery with a cyst of his right wrist, period. He has not had any work injuries, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of labor construction, period. He works full-time, period. He does have memory loss with problems remembering what his boss said, period. He has pain with long work hours, period. He has difficulty staying on task, period. I did review an extensive amount of medical records, period. I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Office visit notes from Community Physicians Network, Surgical Care, February 6, 2020. Just under 3 months ago, the patient underwent excision of a lipoma from his scalp, period. He presents now with concerns about numbness radiated in one direction away from the incision, period. He also states that sometimes feels a little bit tight when he moves his head in certain ways, period. He gets occasional headaches, period. Community Physicians Network Family Medicine, September 6, 2019. Patient states that he has been getting a lot of headaches near the back of his head, and he is having sensitivity to light or sun, period. Here for follow-up from MVA on August 1st. On examination, there's left parieto-occipital hematoma, comma, fluctuant, tender, 4x4 centimeters. Parieto-occipital is parieto-occipital, O-C-C-I-P-I-T-A-L. Assessment is hematoma of the scalp, subsequent encounter, wants to discuss possible surgical intervention. Number two, intractable chronic post-traumatic headache. They referred to neurosurgery, period. Notes from community, August 1st, 2019, emergency department. Patient is a 55-year-old male presenting with a headache after an MVC. 55-year-old male presents with headache after an MVC in the early morning hours today, period. The car spun around. He noticed headaches and lightheadedness, period. He has a hematoma to the back of his head, which is tender, as well as some pain over the left side of his jaw, period. On physical examination, there was a 3-centimeter tender hematoma of the left occipital scalp, no abrasion / laceration, tenderness to palpation over the left TMJ from the jaw, period. They did a CT of the maxillofacial area. Impression was no facial fracture, period. CT of the head, no acute intracranial abnormalities, period. The patient presents after MVC earlier today with reports of headache, comma, dizziness, and left jaw pain, period. Given Tylenol and Toradol here in the ED, period. Discussed with him likely mild concussive symptoms, period. CT of the head, September 19th, 2019, showed a benign appearing 2.3 by 0.7 lipoma posterior lateral left scalp, unchanged from August 1st, 2019, but much larger compared to older CT. A 4/9/2019 period. They further state, actually, that the lipomatous in the left scalp was new from April 9th of 2009, period. It says, in the setting of trauma, this might clinically mimic a hematoma, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all the treatment that I've outlined above and that he has sustained as a result of the accident of September 1st, 2019 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On a physical examination by me, there was a 2-centimeter scar involving the left posterior occipital area of the scalp. There was tenderness and sensitivity on palpation, period. Examination of the skin revealed scoping scars involving the left shoulder area, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar areas were unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left shoulder revealed diminished range of motion, period. Left shoulder flexion was diminished by 4 degrees, extension diminished by 8 degrees, abduction ABD was diminished by 22 degrees, adduction ADD was diminished by 6 degrees, period. Internal rotation diminished by 14 degrees. External rotation diminished by 18 degrees, period. Examination of the right shoulder was normal, period. There was diminished strength and crepitance of the left shoulder, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished recall of four items, both at 5 minutes and 15 minutes, period. This is significantly abnormal and is indicative of a traumatic brain-type injury, period. Reflex examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, head trauma, pain, traumatic brain injury, memory loss, post-traumatic cephalgia, and scalp contusion, period. Number two, left shoulder trauma, strain, and pain. Number three, neck pain, strain, and trauma resolved. Number four, benign lipomatous neoplasm with hematoma of the head and scalp due to the trauma of this automobile accident, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of August 1st of 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, referring you to Table 13-8 in reference to the head trauma, headaches, and memory loss. The patient has a 4% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the left shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, this equates to an 8% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 9% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident in question of August 1st of 2019, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his left shoulder, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medication, both anti-inflammatory and analgesics, using generic over-the-counter type medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by some injections in his left shoulder and potentially even his head region at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit at an estimated cost of $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.